Chapter 18.
Hatred can be pushed aside, but it will always whisper in your ear. Yemenu Proverb.
Crew quarters of the freighter Twilight, somewhere in hyperspace.
Why do freighters have expensive med droids?
Ahsoka asked, watching TB2 examine Rata on the scan table.
Piracy.
A lot of men had died to get the smelly little slug this far. No, Anakin was going to get Rata home or die trying himself.
They get shot at a lot. Pays to have good first aid on board. Come on, TB, get on with it.
The med droid peeled monitors and probes from the Hutlet's skin. They came away with a wet, sucking noise, trailing slime.
The patient is feverish and suffering from an unknown bacterial infection. He is also dehydrated and requires an electrolyte liquid. I prescribe a generic antipyretic suitable for HUTs to reduce his temperature, a broad-spectrum antibacterial, and 1 liter of liquid by mouth per hour.
Anakin had one eye on the chrono, counting down the time to arriving on Tatooine.
We're some way from a pharmacy.
I can dispense these items.
Better make it snappy then, TB.
Anakin went back to the cockpit and fretted at the lack of action open to him. It was the first time he'd had literally nothing to do. Rare and precious time that he would have welcomed in any other situation. But he couldn't calm from hyperspace. R2-D2 whistled helpfully.
I know, R2. Good time to take stock. But we've still got a long way to go. Ventress knew where we were heading, and if she hasn't arranged a welcome home for me, I'll be very surprised.
Anakin composed a message to Padme, glossing over the events of the last few days and concentrating on how much he missed her, and then recorded a message for Rex. Once this mission was over, there was a large hole to plug in the 501st. Good men who would be missed. And Anakin understood the subtleties of leadership well enough to know that it wasn't simply a matter of replacing numbers. There were friendships, all the more keenly missed by men who had no family. And there was morale. Anakin wondered how many times he would go through this before the war was over.
Better make sure we have operational cannon before we land, R2, he said. Leave the deflector shields for later.
The astromech rumbled out from behind an open bulkhead panel with tools in his claspers and whistled. He had it in hand, he said, but nobody could expect a freighter to hold its own against a military vessel. It was down to pilot skill in the end.
No pressure then, Anakin said.
Ahsoka came back to the cockpit with Rata in her arms and something clutched in her fist.
I could do with some help if you're not busy.
Does it involve anything messy?
Not really. He's not eaten anything for a while, so no problems there. I just need an extra pair of hands, literally.
She laid Rata on a seat and held out her unclenched fist. There were 2 stim plugs in her palm.
I have to get him to swallow them.
Can't you grind them up in his electrolyte fluid?
Did that. He spat it clear across the compartment. Had to mix a new batch.